Each of the military services has committed to producing a gigawatt of renewable energy on their respective bases by 2025, and the Army says it intends to put industry in the driver's seat with its renewable energy push. It doesn't want to get into the business of owning or operating power plants. Instead, the plan is to offer up the real estate the companies will need to build solar, wind, biomass, or geothermal plants. It's then up to the private sector to come up with the money to actually build those plants. The Army's only commitment is to buy the power they produce. Electric meters will spin to the tune of $7 billion worth of renewable energy over the next 30 years under the request for proposals the service released yesterday.
We have been astounded by the interest in this. In February, we released a draft MATOC RFP in order to get information and better understanding of what the market would be looking for.
That's Catherine Hammack, the Army's Assistant Secretary for Installations, Energy, and Environment.
We received approximately 900 comments from industry on that draft MATOC RFP. When we went through the questions, we identified that they came from approximately 130 interested parties. So if that is any gauge of response, we could have as many as 130 or over 130 different companies who will bid in on this RFP.
Those companies aren't guaranteed to get permission to build their plants on Army bases. The intent of the new solicitation is to build a pool of companies that can successfully execute the projects. The Army hopes to make awards under the multiple award contract by the end of the year. From there, firms will compete for task orders under that contract. It's a move the Army believes will let it streamline the contracting process for energy projects. And Lieutenant General Thomas Bostick, the commanding general of the Army Corps of Engineers, which is managing the contract, says they want as many companies as possible to be part of that pool.
Our intent is not to restrict competition, but to actually open it and aggressively seek out and assure that there will be mass competition for this opportunity. That once we've received the proposals, we will go into the evaluation of them, and we will be looking for all qualified and responsible offerors that could potentially receive a contract.
The Army has a couple objectives with the renewable energy program. One of them is saving money. Hammack says the task orders the Army will issue will build in protection against spikes in electric prices. She says DOD's seen increases in its energy bills of between 4 and 18% from the electricity it purchases from the commercial grid recently. But there's also the issue of energy security.
One of the requirements is for the energy to be produced on an Army or a military installation. And what that means is that if a power grid goes down, the power plant will have the ability and capability to serve the power needs of the military installation. Right now, the power grid is aging, and we have all seen increased interruptions which have affected our military installations. Many of our military installations are at the end of the power line. We don't always build them in garden spots around the United States. Some, like Fort Bliss, are at the end of the power line. And so this will give us energy security by having power produced on the installation that is able to serve the base in case of power disruption.
The Army is planning to host a pre-proposal conference sometime this month for bidders who are interested. They're hoping to qualify firms for the multiple award contract about 30 days after that.
We're certainly looking for qualifications and best value to the Department of Defense. Our intention is, after it closes, to respond in a reasonable period of time. But since the response to the draft MATOC exceeded everyone's expectations several times over, this one could take us a little bit longer to close. So I can't give you a timeline other than it would certainly be before the end of the year.
Hammack says the Energy Initiatives Task Force the Army created a year ago is already working to decide which renewable energy technologies will work on which bases. Based on that work, starting next year, the Army will start competing task orders for qualified companies,
which will identify a site location and an energy technology and an energy need. When we do that, that task order might request energy and a microgrid and energy storage, or any combination of that, all three of those variables contribute to energy security on a military installation.
Hammack says the task force has already combed through the renewable energy potential of 180 Army installations across the U.S., including full-time Army bases and National Guard and Reserve centers.
As part of that analysis, they are looking at the natural resources that are available and matching that up with technologies. We then will proceed with doing an environmental analysis, identifying the amount of land available, identifying the amount of capacity that we believe could be produced. And that then would be a task order that would be issued to this qualified pool of bidders.
The Army says yesterday's RFP is the first use of a multiple award task order contract for renewable energy power purchase agreements, and they're hoping to serve as a model for the rest of the federal government. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.